7:09. Missouri lawmakers are considering some big changes in the way that Amber Alerts are issued. Fox News' Kathy Quinn is live from the Sam and Lindsay Porter Center in Independence. Kathy, had this bill been in place and the Amber Alert had been changed, would it really have affected the Porter kids' case?
Well, there's a possibility it definitely could have. Now, this measure so far has passed the Senate unanimously, 32-0. Right now, what it's going to do is go to the House. Now, concerning Sam and Lindsay Porter, of course, this center here in Independence, their mother helped found it to try to find her children who've been missing since, nearly 3 years now, June of 04. That's when they went on a visit with their dad, and he never returned them. Now, the reason that the Amber Alert wasn't issued in their case is because the parents were involved in custody issues and the children weren't considered to be in any danger or at risk. And Daniel Porter is now serving a 38 prison sentence for kidnapping his kids. If the bill passes, this is a big change. An Amber Alert would also be triggered when an adult would disappear, like in the Summer Ship case. This, of course, was when the 54-year-old was going door-to-door doing market research in Independence. She's never been found. There was one person who was questioned for a while. He was released, though. So the new alert would also include adults, say that they have mental or medical disabilities or physical disabilities. They're dependent on other people, like in the John Bevan case, a 76-year-old who may have had a physical or medical condition when he wandered off last summer. They found him nearly 7 days later. And so the Amber Alert now goes to the House, this measure, and of course we'll be following this very closely. Kathy Quinn, Fox 4 News, live in Independence.